Hi, this is Eric Elder. I want to talk today about the gift of rest. A few weeks ago, I was at a retreat down in Texas, and we were at a ranch, and one of the exercises was to take some time away and just sit before the Lord and talk to Him about whatever God wanted to talk to you about. And as I was sitting there before the Lord, I just felt like God was speaking to me, and He said, "Eric, one of the gifts that I've given you is the gift of rest, and I want you to share that with others." And I thought that that was probably very appropriate because I know that we all struggle with finding rest in our lives. And rest really is a gift, and sometimes we leave it like a present in a closet that's not been opened or unwrapped yet. And God wants us to take that gift out and unwrap it and use it and put it to work in our lives so that it can benefit us. And so tonight I want to share with you just a little about how you can take that present out, that gift from God out, and unwrap it and put it to work in your life. And I'll share with you three different things. One is, I just want to talk about what a really good gift rest is. And then two, I want to move into some biblical examples of how God really has promised us rest and that He has rest in mind for us at times in our life. And three, I want to give you some practical examples of how you can rest. And I just want to give you even a moment of rest tonight as I play the piano, that you'll be able to just rest before the Lord and have a few moments of just quiet time and rest, and just let God bring that rest and peace into your soul. There's a verse that Jesus said, and it's in Matthew 11, and I wonder if you would look at that on your screen. It's on your message notes. And if you would just read that verse and just let God speak that to you and bring rest to your soul, that Jesus wants us to come to Him and He'll bring rest to our souls. I just want to play a little bit on the piano, and if you'll just quiet your heart before the Lord, read that verse and just ask God to speak to you through this message. Talk about this gift of rest and how it really is a great gift from God. You know, one of the fascinating things to me about all of life is the fact that we all sleep every night, or at least once a day, whatever time that is. People try to go without sleep for a day or two or 3 days, but we really can't do that on a sustained basis. God has somehow wired us and built us to require rest. We must sleep every day. And it's amazing to me that God has done this not just for people, but for animals, for dogs who sleep, and cats who sleep, and cows who sleep, and even the plants and the trees have periods of dormancy where they're at rest. And it's not only something that helps us to survive and recharge us, but it actually helps us to grow. In fact, I heard that teenagers, since they're growing so much, actually need more rest than other people, and sometimes parents let their teens stay up later because they're older, and really they need to go to bed earlier so that they'll get more rest so that they can grow more. And so there's really this aspect that rest actually helps us to grow, it helps us to prosper. And some people are afraid to rest because they feel like they won't be able to do as much. But really, if we take rest in its appropriate context and we put rest to work as God tells us to rest, then we'll actually be able to do more and get more done, and we'll be able to benefit and enjoy life more. I know for me and my wife that we feel so much better when we're rested, and we've got 4 kids right now, and just to be able to get some rest and some peace and quiet does a lot for us, just to help us feel better in our attitude and just changing our life. So I probably don't need to convince you of the value of rest. You're more interested in how to rest and how can you get more rest when we have such busy schedules. So I want to focus on that tonight as well. I want to take a look at a verse in Joshua where God really does promise rest to his people. In Joshua chapter 1, this is what the Lord says. It says, "The Lord your God is giving you rest and has granted you this land." God was telling the Israelites that he had a special land in mind for them and he wanted them to rest. He wanted to give them rest. They had been at war for a long time. They'd been wandering the desert for a long time. They've been having to fight the battles and live life. And God said, "I want to give you rest. I want you to enter the rest, enter the promised land, and you will have rest." Now, the Israelites weren't able to enter that rest, and I'll talk about the reason why later. In fact, in Hebrews, God says that that same rest is available to all of us, that that promise of rest still stands. In Hebrews chapter 4, the writer of Hebrews says in the New Testament, "Therefore, since the promise of entering his rest still stands, let us be careful that none of you be found to have fallen short of it." And then he goes on to explain how we cannot fall short of our rest, how we can actually enter that rest. And that's what I want to talk to you about tonight, that this is a good thing, this rest that God can give to us. It's good for us. It's a great gift from God. God says, "I want to give you rest." It's definitely a gift, but like all gifts, even the gift of faith, it's of no use unless we receive it, unless we receive the gift, and we receive rest the same way we receive salvation, the same way we receive healing, the same way we receive a spouse from the Lord or children from the Lord. We receive all of those things by faith. It's our faith in God, our faith in Christ that he died for us, our faith that God will heal us, that God will restore us. When we put our faith in God, all kinds of things happen. And look at what happens here in Hebrews, what the writer says happened back in Joshua. He says in verse 19 of chapter 3, "So we see that they," the Israelites, "were not able to enter because of their unbelief." And he goes on to tell us in verse 2 of chapter 4, "For we also have had the gospel preached to us, just as they did. But the message they heard was of no value to them, because those who heard did not combine it with faith." They heard the message that God wanted them to have this promised land, but they didn't combine it with the faith that it took to go in and take possession of it, to enter the land. And even if you remember the story of Joshua and Caleb from 40 years earlier, when Moses sent some spies into the land to see if it was good, the people saw that it was a good land. The spies came back and brought fruits and grapes and all kinds of wonderful things, but they said there were giants in the land, and 10 of the spies said, "We can't do it. We're not going to be able to do it at all. Even if God told us to go do it, we just don't want to do it because the giants will kill us. We don't want to go in there." But two of the people, Joshua and Caleb, said, "This is a good land, and God has called us into it. Let's go and take possession of it." But the people didn't listen to those two, and that entire generation, because of their disobedience, they actually died in the desert. And it was their children that got to enter into the promised land. Their children walked by faith and went into the promised land, the land of rest that God had for them. And Joshua and Caleb, because they believed in God, they also got to live for that, and they got to lead those people 40 years later into that promised land. So there is this element of faith and walking in obedience that will help us to enter the rest of God. Let me read a passage in Jeremiah that might help clarify it as well. In Jeremiah 6:16, he talks about the rest of God, the prophet Jeremiah does. And he says, "Stand at the crossroads and look." This is what the Lord says. "Ask for the ancient paths. Ask where the good way is and walk in it, and you will find rest for your souls." Jeremiah, speaking for the Lord, says, "Ask where the good way is, walk in it, and you will find rest for your souls." Some of the reason that we don't have rest in our souls is that we're not walking in the good way that the Lord has shown us. We've heard what He wants us to do, but we're not combining it with faith and obedience. We're not walking that out. We're not doing what He's called us to do, or we're sinning and we're not living the kind of lives that God has called us to live. I had a man that sent me an email this past week that I thought was just great. He'd been fairly dead in his faith, he felt. He'd gone to church all of his life, and he said that he was fairly dead in his faith, and yet this past few weeks he said that he finally confessed his sins to God, a particular sin that was really holding him down. He confessed it to his wife, and he confessed it to God, and he said he found a freedom because he was now walking in the truth and walking in what he ought to be doing. And he said, "Prayer now flows from me. For the first time, I experience the peace of God that passes all understanding. The Lord is truly life to me, and I crave to be with Him in prayer and to listen to Him through His Word." Here's a man who, by his confession of his sin, by his repentance and desire to walk in the right path, and then choosing to walk in it, was able to find the peace that passes all understanding. He was able to find life that is truly life. He was finding peace and rest for his soul. And that's what's available to us, whether it's sin in our life or whether we're simply just not doing what God's called us to do. We will feel unrest in our life. We won't be able to experience the rest that God has called us to. So there's this faith in God plus the obedience to what God's called us to do that yields the rest. Faith plus obedience will yield rest. Now, I can't say that I always walk in perfect rest, and there are many times when I struggle with rest, and even when I'm trying desperately to rest, I'm unable to do it. And yet, God has given me some ability to carve out time to rest and to make a deliberate effort to rest. And so I want to give you some practical ways of how you can do that as well, and how you can really stand up and take control of your life and say, "I don't need to be working these kind of crazy hours. I don't need to be letting other people dictate my life. I need to be doing what God tells me to do, and I need to be able to incorporate rest into that package as well." Because you'll realize that God Himself even rested. At the very first chapter of the Bible, God talks about how He created the world in 6 days, and on the seventh day He rested. God said He called all of us to do the same thing, and He wants us to take a Sabbath rest once a week. That means we work for 6 days, and on the seventh day we rest. Now, we've turned that into going to church or doing other things that are good and godly, but we need to do what is bringing rest to our souls. And if you can find something on the Sabbath day that you can do, or once a week, that can really bring rest to your soul, you'll find that that will greatly refresh you. Whatever that might be, do something that will bring rest to your soul, at least that once a week on the Sabbath, and you'll be obedient to what God has called you to do, plus you'll experience the benefits of the rest in your life. God's also called us to seasons of rest and periods of rest. He called the Israelites to various festivals during the year where He said, "I don't want you to work during the next 7 days or the next 14 days. I want you to go and rest. I want you to go and have a festival before the Lord. I want you to go and enjoy the good fruit that you've worked so hard for. I want you to take a time away and get away and go and spend some restful time with me." And many people get a certain allotment of vacation during the year, and they may not take their vacation because they feel like they have so much to do. But I found that that vacation is not just a free time for you, but it's actually a very productive time so that you can come back refreshed and renewed. Also, I had a friend who was out of work for a few months because he had had some surgery and he was going to have to be out of work. And as I went over to his house and got to talk to him, and he was talking about different books he was reading and just how he was really enjoying this time off, except that he was incapacitated physically because of the surgery. And I was thinking to myself, "Wow, why would I have to wait until I undergo some kind of surgery to be able to rest like this? Why wouldn't I be able to take a few months off every once in a while to sit before the Lord and to do some of the things that I love to do, like play the piano or read the Bible or visit friends or family. And so I prayed about it and thought about it, and I really felt like God was calling me to a period of rest and just a Sabbath period where I would be able to take some time and do some of those things. And so hearing clearly from the Lord that I was to go ahead and do this, I went to my boss at the company I worked for, and even though they didn't normally do this, I just said, you know, I feel like I'd like to take some time off, and there's some things I'd like to do, and I wonder if I could do that. And my boss surprisingly asked me, how much time would you like? And I said, 3 months would be great. And he said, I think that's a great idea, and he agreed with that. And I said, I don't need money. I just really need time more than I need money, so I'll do this without pay. It won't cost your company anything. It won't be any burden to you, but I would just like to take some time off. And so I did that, and it was a great time for me, and God did some other miraculous things during that time as well. But there are times in our life where we simply need to carve out time and say, I want to do what God's called me to do. Your company will survive without you for a period of time. And there's all kinds of things that incapacitate people, but there's no reason to become incapacitated before you take your rest. It's much better to take your rest first. Now, there is a price to be paid, and sometimes you lose out career-wise, or sometimes you lose out financially. There are prices to be paid for taking this time. And yet, I believe God will bless that time that you take. And if you give it to Him, and if you want to honor God with that time, then I really believe that God will make up for that in other ways in your life. A few other practical things about rest. One is that sometimes we go through traumas in our life. And if you'll see on my website, The Ranch, it's called A Place of Healing and Restoration. And the word restoration actually has the word rest in it. That part of being restored is resting. And sometimes people want to skip through that resting process, and they just want to keep busy, they want to keep going on with their life like nothing ever happened. And sometimes they really need to pull back out of certain activities and just allow themselves time to recover. If you went through a surgery, or like my wife went through a C-section with our first child, and she needed time, a period of several weeks, to rest and recover from that. And I can't imagine that people would go through something like a divorce or trauma with their child or difficulty with friends or work or whatever else might be going on in your life and then just try to keep going on with life like nothing ever happened. We really need sometimes to just take a break and just say, okay, I'm going to cut back on some activities and I'm going to rest and I'm going to let myself recover and heal and be restored. And we simply need to do that. So I just want to speak those words to you just to allow you that time to rest and be restored. Because some people don't feel the permission or the freedom to take the time they need to recuperate. And depending on the trauma or whatever's gone on in your life, it could be a season of months or days or possibly years to where you really just need to recover. And I just assure you that that's okay. Then there is a time to get back into what God has called you to do. God hasn't called us to rest 7 days a week. He's called us to rest for one out of the seven, and He's called us to rest for different periods during the night, and then we work during the day. So there is a time of rest, and there's also a time to work. But make sure that you get your rest so that you can receive the benefits of it. I've also found for me that one of the things I like to do is just play the piano. And so other people have said that they enjoy listening to this kind of music. And so I've created a CD of piano music that's on the website also called Clear My Mind. And you can listen to it there, or you can just send a note to me and I'll be glad to send you a copy of this. I've got a devotional that goes with it called 2 Weeks with God, where you can spend some restful, quiet time with God every morning for 2 weeks straight. And just ask God to speak to your heart. I want to give you a chance to just rest right now as well. And I've been talking for a little bit, but now I want you to sit before the Lord and just let Him speak to you. And just allow a few moments of rest to come over you as well. I'm going to play a song, and I just want God to speak to you. So I'm just going to say a prayer here. And then when I come back from playing the song and just giving you a few minutes of just rest before the Lord, I also want to talk about that ultimate rest, which is that peace with God that only comes through Jesus Christ. And then I'll say a prayer in closing, and I just want to pray for you as well, and just ask that God would give you rest. And even though I'm talking to you over the internet, God has very much called me to give this message and also to this ministry to people just like you who are needing healing and restoration in their life. And so this prayer is very much for you. So just take a minute before the Lord and just say, God, I really want your rest. I want to receive it as a gift. I want to unwrap it, open it, put it to work in my life. And I will combine my faith in you with my obedience. And then I want to experience the rest that you have in store for me. Just let God speak to you during this quiet time. Lord, I do pray that you would continue to bring rest into the souls of those who are watching, and Lord, those who really need your rest, your healing and restoration, I pray you would bring that to them right now, in Jesus' name. There's a great verse in the Bible, and Jesus said this, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Jesus himself said, "Come to me if you're weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Learn from me, and I will give you rest for your souls." I love that, just to be able to have rest in my soul, and that Jesus just says we can come to him and he will give us that rest. If you've come to Christ before, this offer and this invitation still stands, that you can come to him anytime you're weary or burdened. But if you've never come to Christ before, today is a good day to do that. In fact, I encourage you to make that commitment right now with me, that you will come to Christ. And coming to Christ, from what the Scripture says, means coming to him and following him in the ways that he has called us to go. And that means that we must repent of our former ways and anything that is against God. And the Bible says that we've all sinned, we've all done things against God, and that there's a penalty for that, and the penalty is death. But that God gives us a free gift of eternal life for those who repent of their sins and put their faith in Jesus Christ. So if you want to repent of your sins right now and say, I want to put all that former stuff behind me, the sins that would have earned me death, and I want to put my faith in Jesus Christ, believing that he died for me on the cross so that I could have eternal life, believing that Jesus took the punishment that I should have had, and now because I believe in him and trust in him, that he will honor me before God and allow me to come into the kingdom of heaven and have eternal life. When you do that, you also will receive the peace that passes understanding that this man spoke about. He had been living a life of sin. He'd been living a life in defiance to God, even though he was a professed Christian and went to church and did probably believe in God. But he wasn't living in repentance and he wasn't living in faith. But when he did that, he found a peace that passes understanding. If you're in that position today, whether you're a believer or a non-believer, but you just want to renew your faith in Christ right now, I just want you to pray with me a simple prayer. Dear Jesus, we do want to come to you because we are weary and burdened, and we want your rest. Lord, help me to repent of my sins and put them behind me. Help me to put my faith in you so that I can be forgiven of my sins because you already paid the price for me. Thank you, God, for doing that miraculous thing for me. And Lord, I now commit my ways to you from this day forward. In Jesus' name, amen. And I pray that God would fill you with the peace that passes understanding, and he would also fill you with his Holy Spirit that will equip and enable you to carry out the things that he wants you to do. Thanks for joining me for this message on rest. I'd be glad to talk with you as well, and we can chat in the chat room at the ranch. If you just send me a note and say that you'd like to talk, I'd be glad to chat with you. And I'd also be glad just to pray with you and just to encourage you that God is alive and God is active. And I also hope that you'll be able to unwrap this gift of rest, and you'll be able to see the benefits of it in your life. Thanks again. Good night.